right. This is Barton George, and I'm on the phone with Rachel Pace Marin over at PRC. Rachel, how are you today?
I am fantastic. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks. So can you just tell me a little bit about PRC and what your role is there?
Sure. PRC is a call center management business processing outsourcer, and we have 14 domestic centers in the U.S. that handle both business-to-business and business-to-consumer work, and then we also have a number of offshore locations, India, the Philippines, etc.
Okay. And what is your role there?
My role is operation support services.
So now, with PRC, there was some. There's kind of an interesting story of what happened last January 23rd.
Well, it was. I think it was the 29th.
Okay.
But yes, January 29th, we filed for Chapter 11 and went through a bit of a rough patch. The good news is that it went well. And as part of this process, it really forced us to, you know, not just work hard, but try and work more smarter, because like everybody else, we had to do a whole lot more with a whole lot less. And so part of what we wanted to look at was, how can we do this better? How can we do this faster? Why does it take so long to get this done, was another question that came up frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we kept looking at is, well, we're not quite sure why it takes so long to get something done, because no one person knew every step of what it took to get something done. And so, excuse me, so that really led us to led us down this path of business process mapping and what is the process? How do we get this done? Who do we talk to? How many steps are involved? You know, why does this one individual need to touch something three different times within a process? And so we found Blueprint, found it online, started with a single process of, you know, a really kind of a small process of agent time. And mm-hmm. we started looking at how much time agents spend on break and what is the management process to keep them on the phone efficiently and within a specific parameter of how much of their day should be taken in break. You know, in the call center business, it's really all about seconds and minutes, and
sure.
and we measure everything to the second, really. In some cases, much lower than seconds, which gets a little out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
But part of what we wanted to dig into is, okay, so how do we, you know, our metric is 4.2% of an agent's eight-hour day, or an agent's day in general, should be spent on break. And so how do we effectively manage that agent to that 4.2% of their day on break? And the process of having a workforce management team, you know, how does that workforce management team reach out to that agent when they're outside of their parameters? All of that, A, wasn't being done the same way in every center, and B, wasn't being done efficiently in any center. So what we managed to do was actually save a fair amount of money. At some point, you know, breaks were reaching, in some cases, up to 10% of an individual's day. You know, when you look across 4,000 people on the telephone, 10% is kind of a big number.
Well, so how did you actually go about in documenting these processes? Was this something where you sat down with people and did it? Did you get people to document for you?
Well, I started out looking at the one center with one program that was within metric. How are they doing it today?
Mm-hmm.
And then we mapped it all out. It made sense. And then we took that map of the process, really simply output it to PDF and sent it out to every other force desk and say, okay, is this how you do it? No. Okay. What parts of this do you do differently? And what we found was, first of all, everybody was doing it differently. And in some cases, nobody was doing it at all, you know. And so when we started getting feedback on this process and started talking about this number, we literally talked about this number every day. We would have a 6 o'clock phone call every day, and we would talk about this number. Where is this number? Where is it today? Where was it yesterday? What does the trend look like? And so then we started once we had a picture of what best case process looked like, then we started saying, okay, you know, Colorado Springs, this is what your process needs to be. You've got basically 1 week to implement this and get this process in place. And center by center by center, we started really moving those numbers. And because, you know, these were all assets that we're paying for, the people that we're paying for, whether they're on break or off of break, we're paying for them. But whether we're getting revenue back from them is dependent on how much time they're spending on the phone versus on break. And so by moving that number, we literally had a great bottom line impact, and it was wholly in part or wholly direct related to our being able to map that process out.
Wow! So this
and it just mushroomed from there.
So from there, did you then start working with, I think you mentioned you actually started working with some of the business teams and tried to get them to document their own processes?
We did. What's been happening is I have been basically showcasing all of the process stuff that we've been working on because I've had to constantly demonstrate this for other people. This is how we fix the process. This is how we map the process. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, wow, that's a great tool. We're doing everything in Visio. Or I've got a marketing team that was doing all of their process mapping in PowerPoint. And I've got another team that does all their process mapping in Excel. And so we almost really kind of tricked them into standardizing with Blueprint and actually writing stuff down as we went through the process, because they would get in and they'd say, wow, this is really easy. It can't possibly be as easy as you're making it look. And then they would get in and they would start clicking and dragging boxes. And the next thing you know, we went from, you know, a process that basically took up three slides in a PowerPoint into this incredibly complex process with decision points and splits and holy God, they've actually got narrative written. You know, it was like an epiphany, because the other thing that we ran into was we have a whole group of people that are very visually oriented and really want to work in pictures. And then we have another group of people that are very narrative oriented and want to write it all down. In some cases, they want to just make a whole novel out of it. But the ability to marry picture to narrative has been fantastic. And I'm not going to say life-altering, but certainly business-altering. It's really gotten to the point where people are coming to ask me, you know, hey, we heard you got a tool. You know, what can we do to get access to it? And that's pretty great.
So going forward, what are your plans for Blueprint? And more generally, what are your plans for this overall project of yours to document the processes?
Well, I got to say, I'm really excited about the new release. The question that I've started getting more and more often is, how can we get more people involved? And, you know, how can I see it online? And so I'm really excited about being able to have authors and participants. That's really kind of the next big thing, because, you know, right now it's been put together in not a rigorous fashion. You know, the thing that I keep telling people is, if we wait till we're ready, if we wait till we are ready, we will never start.
Right.
You know, so let's start with kind of what we're talking about right now, and then we will get more organized and more disciplined as we go forward. And so right now it's somewhat haphazard. I've got my projects aligned, and I think that there is going to be a point, and we're pretty close to that point, where people are starting to realize this one discrete process, you know, called the help desk, create a ticket process, is touched by, you know, 15 other processes. And so we need to detail this out. And it's kind of, you know, it's probably reaching a tipping point within the next probably 2 to 3 months of the amount of people coming in, and when we get some more participants in to give us additional feedback and kind of break down some of the silos that we've been working in, I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to help take us to the next level. We've started using it for client programs, which is pretty exciting, because I got to tell you that when you take that PDF, when you take a client's process and you put it in here and you've kind of worked through some of the, you know, the narrow points in their process, and you've managed to break out of a process that they've been having a challenge with, you know, when they come to you as the call center leader and you can show them a better way to do things, then it makes it a lot easier from a client relationship perspective. And so more and more client stuff will go in. And I think it'll be really exciting. It's a good time.
Excellent. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. And I look forward to checking in with you in a bunch of months and see how you're progressing.
No problem at all.
Thanks.
Thanks, Barton.
Bye-bye.